In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. In the meeting between the Lord Christ and the paralytic at the pool of Bethsaida, we see the Lord warns him again, saying, "See, you have been made well. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you." Not only the Lord warned this man, but he also does the same with us. And he warns us in many, many ways. And we react differently to his warnings. So let us see how the Lord warns us and how do people differ in how they respond the warnings of the to respond to the warnings of the Lord. First of all, God warns us through his word. He said it very directly and clear to the paralytic, "Sin no more, lest a worse thing will happen to you." All of the commandments of God, they are given to us to warn us against sin. Not because God wants to control us, but rather because God is warning us. When you do this, this is what's going to happen. If you eat from the forbidden tree, you will die. This result will come in every time we stretch our hands and we take what is unlawful. So God warns us through his words. If we read the scripture carefully, we will always come to see what we should not be approaching or doing. He also warns us through his judgments, seeing what he does, see how God punishes the sinners, how, yes, God is patient, but a certain time his judgment will come, watching what he's doing around us and watching also the scripture and seeing his judgments. This should make us to be careful and watchful. He warns us also by giving us the mind that can forecast the outcome based on what is happening today. We should be able to know what's coming when we reach the dots to one another. Meaning, if I deal, for example, with my children in a cruel way, this will make them, when they later become adults or grown-ups, they will rebel against my authority, something that eventually will happen. If I spoil them, they will give me a hard time whenever it's time for them to be able to say no. So God gave us the minds that can understand and forecast what's going to happen. The warnings should click. Something is going to happen if we continue going into this path. Also, God warns us through his chastisement. He did the same with the paralytic. His sin made him to be crippled for 38 years. This should teach him a lesson. God, in his mercy, sometimes allow us to reap the results of what we are doing. Not because he hates us, but actually on the contrary, because he cares. And whomever the Lord loves, whom he is the one whom the Lord chastises. So God warns us, and this is part of his fatherhood. A keen and wise father will always warn his children, "Be careful, this is what is in wait for you if you continue living like this." But we respond in a different way. All of us has his own way of when we hear a warning, we respond and we will see. Some people respond in a way that's not very wise. Like whom? Some doubt the warning and yield to the deceit. The best example is Adam and Eve. God gave them a very clear warning. He said, the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it you shall surely die." A very clear warning. There is nothing here that we can see was not understood. But what happened here is Adam and Eve, they doubted the seriousness of this warning. Maybe he didn't mean it that way. Maybe there was some kind of miscommunication here. Sometimes we fall into this when we doubt the seriousness of God and his judgments, thinking that maybe it's not that far, it's not that much. Maybe whenever it's time for us, time for God to execute judgment, he will judge it in a different way. If he said it, and he said it clearly, we have to trust that God is faithful and he is going to keep his word. Nothing is going to make him to change his mind. So some people doubt the warning. They do not take God seriously. Some people actually ignore the warnings altogether and get carried away with a passion. Yes, I heard what you are saying. I know that you are serious, but meanwhile, I have a passion in my heart that's taking me to execute whatever I want, not heeding the warning because simply I am obsessed with whatever here in my heart. The example that we refer to here is the example of Cain. The Lord said to Cain, "Why are you angry? And why has your countenance fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door. The sin of murder is lying at the door of your mind, and its desire is for you, but you should rule over it. You are still in control. Be careful. Something bad is going to happen if you continue thinking this way." Cain, yes, knew that this is true, but meanwhile, the passion in his heart overwhelmed and clouded his vision and his thinking. When we are overwhelmed with the passion of hatred or the passion of lust, this eventually will make us again to ignore what the Lord said simply because we cannot do otherwise. This is what I feel, and I am driven with a passion to do whatever in my heart. Some ignore the warnings under a fake godly appearance. The example that's going to explain this for us is Eli the priest. Eli has two sons, and both of them were corrupt, and they perverted the priesthood at that time, and everyone stumbled because of their conduct. So Samuel heard God speaking judgment against Eli. God appeared to Samuel and told him, "I am going to judge Eli and punish him severely." Eli heard that the Lord appeared to Samuel. He brought him to himself and asked it, "Tell me, don't hide anything. What did God say to you?" Then Samuel, under the pressure of the high priest Eli, told him, God spoke judgment against you." Look how Eli responded when he heard that God is going to punish him. Then Samuel told him everything and hid nothing from him. And he said, this is Eli, "It is the Lord. Let him do what seems good to him." As if like, it looks like a person who is submitting to the will of God. As if he accepts whatever God is going to say. What are you talking about here? God is speaking punishment, severe one. God is going to kill everyone in your house. And this is how you respond. A warning and then a response that's very lukewarm. As if like, okay, what can I do then? It's exactly like when somebody hears God is going to judge us if we do not repent and say, let God do whatever he wants. What can I do then? This way of response, taking things like, you know, lightly, also led to severe punishment of Eli. If God wanted to kill Eli in first place, he wouldn't warn him. He wouldn't tell Samuel something like this extreme judgment, but God gave it to Samuel. Maybe Eli is going to respond. Maybe Eli has something now is going to move to in his heart, knowing what's going to be in wait for him. He might change. He didn't, unfortunately. Some are indifferent to the warnings. This is the status of the world that we are living in. God speaks of a day of judgment. God is going to judge every man. How the people respond, maybe with a smile, maybe as if like I didn't hear it, maybe who cares? This is the example of the people at the time of Noah, whom the Lord spoke about saying, "For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark." No one believed Noah while he is building the ark. No one took whatever said seriously until the time Noah entered the ark and the flood came and everyone started to realize, yes, it was serious, unfortunately. This is the status of the world that we are living in. God is issuing a warning every day. Be careful. My judgment is near and we are reacting as if nothing happened. We even do not care maybe sometimes to think about it. Some not only ignore or they are indifferent, some they mock the judgments and the warnings of God. The example here are the sons-in-law of Lot. The angels came to Lot and said to him, "Come out, you and your household, for I'm going to burn Sodom and Gomorrah." So what happened? So Lot went out and spoke to his sons-in-law who had married his daughters and said, "Get up, get out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city." But to his sons-in-law, he seemed to be joking. The man is speaking about God is going to destroy the city, and the people took it as if he is joking. I don't know if this is because of, like, it came from their father-in-law or because they didn't believe God in at all. We don't know. But at the end, they were destroyed with the city because they mocked what they heard. Really? Is this true? What's going to happen? Some even challenge the warnings of God. We hear two examples in the book of Isaiah. The first one, we hear this in Isaiah chapter 9. The Lord sent a word against Jacob, and it has fallen on Israel. All the people will know, Ephraim and the inhabitants of Samaria, who say in pride and arrogance of heart. What do they say? Look at this. The bricks have fallen down, but we will rebuild with hewn stones. The sycamores are cut down, but we will replace them with cedars. Meaning, if God is going to judge us and destroy our houses, build with bricks or with sycamores, we will build even better. We just do not care. Let him do whatever he wants. We will be able to restore what we lose. Imagine this man in his arrogance challenge God and thinking that even if God is going to come on us, we will still be able to survive. In the second occasion, we hear this in Isaiah chapter 22. In that day, the Lord, the God of hosts, called for weeping and for mourning, for boldness and for girding with sackcloth. God asking the people, come and weep for your sins, repent. But instead, how did they react? Joy and gladness, slaying oxen and killing sheep, eating meat and drinking wine. Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. God is going to destroy us, then let us rejoice today. If we are going to die tomorrow, let us be merry today. People were challenging the warning given to them. How do the wise respond then? We saw how the unwise way of responding to the warnings. Let us see how do the wise respond. They heed the instructions. As King Solomon says in his Proverbs chapter 13, a wise son heeds his father's instruction, but a scoffer does not listen to rebuke. We heed the warning. If the warning comes from my father or my mother, from those entrusted over my salvation, from those serving me, I heed the warning. I take it seriously. I think about it. If this is going to be true, is it something that's going to move my heart to do something differently? Or I just ignore it altogether? The wise also act immediately, like the people of Nineveh. When they heard Jonah coming to them with the news, after 40 days, Nineveh will be overthrown, they did not argue or debate with him and say that, how can you prove it? They acted, and they acted immediately. If today I feel like God is issuing a warning to me, then I act, I do something. Keeping resisting and doing what I'm doing will make me to end up reaping what God warned me from. The wise also learn from history. They look and see, and then they learn something. Unfortunately, this is not something that many people are able to do. They look to history and learn from it. We see people make mistakes. Unfortunately, we do the same over and over and over, as if we never heard about it, as if nothing like this was told before us before. The wise also learn from their faults. When God chastised me because of something, I learn from it. Let me then heed the lesson. Let me do things differently. We cannot just receive punishment after punishment and chastisement after chastisement, and we still do the same over and over and over again. then where we are going to end up. Also, the wise prepare for the future. They think of what they are doing today and the impact of this on tomorrow. What we do today will do a great deal to what we are going to reap in the future. We have to think about it, and by this we can avoid the consequences of sin. May the Lord give us the wisdom by which we comprehend and understand His warnings and react to them in the way God wants us to react to. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.